Michael Ola. Yeah, Michael Ola and Brian De La Puente have been a solid replacement for us, both of them. De La Puente has started in the league for the New Orleans Saints, and I have familiarity with him, so I knew he could do it. And then Michael Ola showed in the training camp that he could do it as well. So in preseason, he played a lot of positions, and then he started at right tackle in those games for Jordan Mills with his injury. So there was an expectation of success with both those guys, and they've been succeeding just like anyone. There's a percentage of misses in a game, but they have been very solid. And Michael Ola has had to play against Pro Bowl players in the two starts that he's had, and he's played well.
Aaron, Jay's had good games before, obviously, but was there anything that you saw about what he did against the 49ers, maybe in the context of the game, the moment, or whatever, that was particularly impressive that we might not have noticed, or just, you know, what impressed you about him?
Jay did a great job of, especially in the second half when we had field position, of taking advantage of the matchups that he had and making accurate throws when needed. We always talk about, you know, be your best when your best is needed, the old John Wooden saying, and he did that at that point. There could have been a lot of frustration on the sideline, which there was, but there was a competitive frustration more than a we can't do it frustration. So you could feel it building. That obviously the two-minute drive right before the half changed everyone's attitude toward the second half, driving the ball down as far as we did and scoring, and then having another long drive in the second half helped.
And he seems to, just in general, watching the last 4 years or whatever, 5 years, he seems to do better when you're in a hurry-up, no-huddle-type situation. Have you noticed that, and is that kind of a distinctive thing with him that maybe you could take advantage of that more? It just seems like the less distractions, the more he's just football, he's more productive. That's the way it seems.
You know, and that's a good observation. In that game, as in games in the past, a two-minute drive, a quick drive, a no-huddle drive has boosted his confidence and got us moving in the right direction. And we have that built in our offense. It might be one play quickly. It might be a drive quickly. And as we continue on, we'll continue to use that.
With the number of different fronts and pressures that the Jets bring at you, what are the challenges of fortifying a protection plan going into the game?
Anytime you play Rex Ryan defense, it's going to be a challenge because first off, you need to identify who you're going to block. And that's just half the battle because you need to block them. They're a very stout front. They're number one against the rush. They're very good on third down. They're very high on third down as far as not giving up first downs. And a lot of it comes from they overload blitz. They show blitz on one side and actually blitz the other side that looks nothing like a blitz. And so we have our work cut out. We've done a good job of studying all week and formulating a plan. And luckily we have smart players. This is when it's an advantage to you as a coach that your players understand exactly why things are happening, not just because coach told me to. And that's where we are as a team, and hopefully it shows up. It's one thing to do it in practice. It's another thing to do it in a game. But we've worked very hard on all the exotic things that Rex likes to bring, and hopefully we can take advantage.
What's your communication within the game?
Very difficult, especially on the road. You know, we're going into the Jet Stadium and where it's going to be loud. And so we've played as loud of noise as we can have it during practice and during these blitz sessions to try to do it through signals, to try to do it through looks and understanding that what should be happening for the halfback who can't hear back by the quarterback, what the center's calling. And then Jay communicating as well. You know, Jay's a big part of this blitz pickup of him identifying who he thinks is coming and quickly getting with the center and understanding where we need to go. Go ahead.
What makes them so good against the run? What's the key to having success in that area?
They're built from the inside out. They have three powerful inside defensive linemen, their nose and their two tackles. Their Mike linebackers both run 4.5, 4.6, but are also very physical. This is, like I said, a typical Rex Ryan defense who builds it from the he's going to make sure you can't run up the middle first by the type of personnel that he gets. They're huge, they're strong, they're powerful. There's not many yards to be gained. They're strong through the linebacker core, and then they just drafted a safety who's a great hitter. So they have a rookie back there that looks like a veteran coming up and hitting running backs and receivers. So they're going to that's what they do well. They're a physical, stop-the-run-first defense, and then if they think you're passing, they try to confuse your pass protection to get to the quarterback. And you can see it in the Oakland game. You can see it in the Green Bay game. Both the quarterbacks were getting hit and running for their lives, and that's what we're hoping to avoid.
Do you see opportunities within that, though? They did bring some zero, and they brought some overload and seven-man blitzes last week against the Packers. Do you see opportunities to make plays down the field when situations like that are presented?
This defense has brought more zero blitzes in the first two games than we saw all last year. And so we zero blitzing, meaning it's one-on-one in coverage behind the blitz that they're bringing. Every receiver just has one guy. There's no help with a deep safety. And we've seen more in those two games on that tape in studying them than we saw last year. So it is a one-on-one battle, but you have to get it off fast enough before the quarterback gets hit because they bring one, they blitz one more man than you can protect. You make every effort to not concede the run. You have to continue to keep a balance of sorts, understanding that you may not gain a lot of yards per carry. But if you just drop back and pass it the whole game, they will get active and hit your quarterback.
What specifically stands out to you about Wilkerson and what he does up
front? Well, Wilkerson is a combination of power and athleticism, which you don't normally see. Usually the 3-4 style defensive tackles are powerful and have enough range just in their small little area to make their plays. But Wilkerson has the ability to pass rush, play the run, get off of a pass a block in the run or the pass game, and run sideline to sideline, and that's what makes him different from most. They really did. They used Green Bay used some double moves. They Aaron Rodgers did a nice job extending plays when he should have been sacked, but he ran away from some blitz and got out on the edge and was able to make a couple plays on the run. But some of the things were downfield and he extended it.
Aaron, in the context of the football season, are you happy with where the offense is right at this point? Is it where it should be? And what are the prospects, based on what you guys did against San Francisco?
We're never satisfied with where we are as an offense. Do we feel like we're on the right track? Yes, we are. The offense is on the right track. There's as a coach, you never become satisfied because there's always something that you see technique or we missed a play that we thought we could have made. We feel like we should make every play, and that's impossible. So you can never become satisfied with an offense as a coach.
You talk about battling Rex Ryan. On the flip side of that, how tricky is it for you guys, you and Mark, to stay one step ahead of NFL defenses that are watching your film? And does, I guess, having the weapons you have, does that make it easier? But how does that play out? I mean, how do you do that, I guess?
It's a constant chess game as far as changing the way you do things to make them look different, and at the same time they may be the same thing you've done before. And so you're constantly trying to stay ahead of the curve that way and understanding how people will try to take things away that you do really well and having a complement to that.
So is this Mark versus Rex Ryan? In an aspect of offense versus defense, or do you guys even ever look at it?
We don't look at it that way. The way we look at offense versus defense is can we get our offense as a group? Can Jay and can the linemen and can the receivers and running backs work together to a point where they can out-technique and outplay the opponent? Now, it's our job to, as coaches, to give them a formula for them to do that. But in no way do we feel like it's us against their coach.
But do some guys take it like that as a personal thing? I've got to beat him. I've got to outsmart him.
That's a good question. But we can only speak for ourselves, and I know for a fact that no one on our staff feels that way.